ChurchIT.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending April 11th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And newswriter Colin Steele.
He has some great segments this week for you. First, we're going to talk to Rivka Little, our Senior News Writer, and discuss Cisco's new encouragement of partners to sell more services. And then we're going to hear from Heather Clancy, one of our SearchITChannel.com contributors. She'll be phoning in from sunny Honolulu, where she is attending the Cisco Partner Summit. Our next segment is going to be on EMC and the partners getting into the online backup market. Now joining us is Rivka Little, senior news writer. Hi, Rivka. Could you give us a little background on Cisco and, you know, their new services?
Cisco announced this week that it would be releasing a fiber channel over Ethernet switch, or really just an Ethernet switch. So it's a whole sort of new way of approaching the data center. Company executives said that they would really make this a huge focus of the company in the coming year.
Rivka, what is Cisco doing to help partners kind of make this transition towards services? What are they doing to support this announcement and make sure that the partners are doing a good job?
Providing training, specialization for partners so that those who have some data background or even those that don't have a lot of data center background can get trained for free on the internet to make this their specialization. And then once they make this their specialization, they can participate in the VIP program, which is sort of a back-end rebate program. If they sell well at the end of 6 months, they'll get a 5 to 10% rebate. And, that really excites Cisco partners. So I think they're really serious about getting partners involved here.
How does selling services compare to traditionally reselling products?
Well, services are long-term, and infrastructure is, one time or a few times. And so sort of gives an open door to a longer-term revenue stream, number one. And number two, a lot of vendors dominate those services themselves. And Cisco is one of the few to really open the door for partners.
Well, thanks again, Rivka. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Rivka.
And now joining us is Heather Clancy, SearchITChannel.com contributor and channel communication strategist for SWAT Management Group. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Hello. Good morning.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on over there in Honolulu?
There's a lot of things going on, actually. We had the big keynote addresses yesterday morning, and that meant that we got to see a dose of John Chambers. One of the big themes for him was collaboration, and that came out not only in how he was talking about how Cisco would work internally and with its partners, but in the sorts of services that they're hoping to provide through the WebEx acquisition. So you're going to see the WebEx software that they acquired and service that they acquired last year morph to become this sort of massive collaboration engine, if you will, platform, pulling in all sorts of different connections and ways of communicating. So that was one big theme.
Well, Heather, I'm curious. The WebEx acquisition was a while ago now. Is there any talk on among the partners about how well that's gone, or are they spreading the WebEx wealth to the traditional Cisco partners, or is it kind of separate channels?
First of all, no. Not many of them really think about WebEx. So I do think that in the keynote yesterday, a lot of them were like, wow, okay, gosh, maybe I need to wrap my head around this. I think many of them sort of have finally hit their stride with unified communications and those products, and that buzz was apparent here. You can tell that message is really resonating across the broad channel now. They're buying into that strategy. This is sort of beyond now unified communications. It's almost a software only strategy. And one thing that was said yesterday during the keynote by Keith Goodwin was that they plan to include their partners. So in the next 2 to 3 quarters, you're going to see a more concerted channel program around the WebEx services.
And you said the magic words there, Heather. You mentioned unified communications. This is a place where Cisco is coming closer and more into competition with its good buddy there, Microsoft.
Right.
What's the word on the floor there among partners about Microsoft is trying to recruit UC partners, Cisco obviously as well, or is there any kind of war going on over these partners for UC expertise?
I think maybe in Microsoft's eyes there's a war going on, but the partners here, and obviously this is a unique situation because these are their best partners, but these partners are happy with the Cisco programs, and Cisco is known for having incentive programs that really kind of rise above all the rest. These guys are getting paid to be good partners for Cisco, and I think that Microsoft absolutely wins sort of the mainstream ones, but I don't really see the financial incentive for them to kind of turn away.
Microsoft is known for volume and low margins, and that could be
exactly
a problem for them.
it's a huge problem for this channel. I mean, what Cisco did very well a few years ago was to create these different tiers and ways that you could climb out of that pack, if you will, and distinguish yourself. So differentiation and uniqueness are big themes here.
Great. And finally, Heather, there's a big boom in fiber channel over Ethernet products. Cisco jumped on that this week. Does that mean this is a real business now?
This is going to be a real business for Cisco partners. There's a good conversation in data center consolidation, because that's what really this new product is about. It's about consolidation, being able to pull all of these different tasks together into one switch. They are putting some incentives in place. I think you can expect to see more out of Cisco there, which may put it in competition even more so with some of the big storage area networking companies now. I think you do see potential for heated up competition there.
Great. And just to keep us on the up and up, Heather, you are at this conference doing some speaking for Cisco, correct?
Absolutely. I have been working together with them on some communications, helping them fine-tune that, and I came here to do some interviews and also to do a panel. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Heather. Have a nice fruity punch for us, okay?
A couple, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
And now we're going to hear from Colin Steele about EMC and their partners getting into the online backup market.
Recently, eFile Cabinet, who's an EMC partner, they came out with an online backup service, and it's called the Consensus Online Backup Service. It uses a web-based interface for users to back up their data and store it remotely on EMC servers in EMC data centers. This is the first partner who's offering the service, but there's going to be more partners who are planning to come out with similar online backup services, and EMC is actively recruiting even more partners to get in the mix. EMC and eFile Cabinet both told me that they're really targeting small and medium-sized businesses. A lot of those customers don't have the space or the money to store a lot of their data on site.
This sounds to me like they're reacting or competing a little bit with Windows Live and the Office Live stuff from Microsoft, and potentially maybe even the Google stuff. So are these guys, I hate to use the term, they're all fighting to get people in their own clouds, right?
Yes, this is just another example of the trend towards cloud computing, and you're listening to us so you can't see us make the quotes when we say cloud computing. It's more commonly known as software as a service, which is a little harder to say, but not as lame. And you know, in every facet of the IT market, more vendors are moving this way. You know, it just makes sense that EMC is jumping in the mix.
Thanks, Colin. I think you have something else to tell us.
We've just launched a new page where we will archive all of our partner news podcasts and other podcasts that we produce. It's called searchitchannel.com/download. So all you have to do is visit that site, and every podcast that we've done will be there. You can listen to it live on the site, or you can download it to your PC or MP3 player. And again, the site is searchitchannel.com/download.
And that's about all we have time for today. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your professional IT needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
Thanks for listening.